This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, providing academic enrichment programs and health and wellness services which empower students and address community needs is the goal of a New York City school that's working to break the cycle of poverty. Fifth grade students from the Gregory Jocko Jackson School of Sports, Arts and Technology in Brownsville, Brooklyn, were at the UN on Thursday to take part in a ceremony commemorating the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Before ambassadors, UN officials, parents and other young people, they delivered a powerful message calling for adults to make sure that they have access to quality education so they can grow up safely and succeed in life. Alexandra Teitel is the community school director through an organisation called Partnership with Children. She spoke to Deanne Penn about the students' first ever visit to UN headquarters.
This is our first time coming, and it has been such a wonderful experience, I think, for the students to come here and see, you know, these international operations behind the scenes and to be part of it, not only to see it, but actually get to get up on stage and speak. It's just one of those experiences that you know is going to stay with them. So it's just a really powerful opportunity for our students.
Now, for people who are not familiar with New York, and the school, of course, is in Brownsville, that's in Brooklyn. Tell us about that community.
Yeah, so Brownsville is and a wonderful community in Brooklyn. And what's really powerful is the resiliency of the community. It's our school is surrounded on all sides by public housing developments. And so pretty much all of our students are coming from low-income families and, you know, struggling with that. And so as a school, we want to be a hub of resources and supports for those families in order to really empower them to find jobs and to seek out educational opportunities, and to really, as this day is, to help eradicate poverty.
And now as community director at the school, can you talk about the work that you do with the children and how, you know, you're helping in this way to help the students, you know, break any cycle of poverty or just to improve their lives generally, because that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. So as a community school director, I work for a community-based organization called Partnership with Children. And at Partnership with Children, our mission is really to use a trauma-informed and healing-centered approach to provide students and families with social, emotional, and academic supports so that they can really grow and succeed. And so in my role as community school director, I'm specifically focused on, I like to say, five buckets. So one of them is attendance improvement. One of the really big challenges that our students face is really just coming to school every day and chronic absenteeism. So being absent more than 10% of the school year has become a really big issue. One of my main goals is to really make sure that students are coming to school every day. And our attendance has improved. It's gone up over 90% school-wide. Our chronic absenteeism rate has gone way down. Last year, we were around 35%. And this year, we're at 20%. So just seeing those improvements and that students are more motivated to come to school is really important to us. I'm also in my role providing enrichment programs, so academic enrichment programs like tutoring services, but also sports, arts, and technology. That's part of our school name because we know that those kinds of programs really motivate students and help them to feel connected to their education, to their classmates, to their community. And so we're doing programs like a special visual art program. We have mindfulness programs. We have Lego robotics. We have yoga, just a huge variety of programs so that our students are really getting the kind of enrichment that helps them to stay engaged in school. Another big part of my job is a focus on health and wellness. So that includes both physical health and mental health. So for physical health, we bring in a mobile dental clinic a few times a year where instead of having to miss school to go to the dentist, the families can actually sign up their students to have a dentist appointment, a dentist cleaning, and cavity fillings and all of that right at the school. We just transform a room into a dentist's office for a day. For mental health services, that's a huge focus of Partnership with Children, the organization that I'm from. So we actually have a team of social workers who are based in the school, who are there every day working with the students, working with the teachers, working with the families to make sure that the students are not facing social emotional barriers that are preventing them from learning.
And you mentioned that, you know, one of the things you've seen, of course, is this amazing rise in attendance rates. Over the 5 years, what else have you seen? Because I'm sure now some students have left the school and maybe gone on to higher education or something to that effect.
Yeah, our students love to come back to visit. And actually, just recently, a couple of our students came back. They're now juniors in high school, and they were so excited to come back and tell us that they're part of this new initiative in the city to participate in technology internships. So one of them is working at Amazon all year long as a junior in high school, and another one is working at a smaller startup, and they're just learning the ins and outs of the business. And so moments like that just are, they make me so proud, because you see, you don't really see the results firsthand when, you know, the students are still in the school, but then when they come back and visit and you see them thriving and so happy and also just so excited to be engaged citizens and to come back and support their community in Brownsville, that was something that both of those students were saying, that they're really excited to learn this so that then they can come back to their community, their families in Brownsville, and be able to help. And, you know, today we're talking about eradicating poverty, and that really comes from within, that we're all in it together. And for the students, today was so powerful for our fifth graders, because knowing that their voice matters so much and that, you know, adults are listening, other children are listening, we as their teachers, as the educators, as the leaders in the building are listening, they're really the leaders in our building. And so really, I think that the results that I'm seeing is just that the students really feel more empowered and they see that their voice matters.
Your students, your fifth graders were here, and they delivered a message, I believe, in mm-hmm. this event we had at UN headquarters. What was their message?
Yeah, our students, they brainstormed together what is important to us, what is important to our health and to our wellness, and to making sure that we're able to grow up and be safe and get what we need. And the message they came up with was so powerful. They were talking about education and that they need a really strong education. They were talking about needing role models in their life and adults to support them and believe in them. They were talking about the environment and how they want to keep the environment, their environment, their local environment really clean, but also thinking bigger picture. They talked a lot about the oceans and, you know, just climate change and wanting to make sure that our earth is being taken care of and that they can continue taking care of it as well. They also were talking about keeping families together. Unfortunately, some of our students have faced struggles with separation, whether through the foster care system or due to immigration challenges. And they talked about how, you know, that really impacts their ability to succeed in school. If they're not with their families, how can they stay focused in the classroom? How can we expect that of them? And so they were talking about how much they want us to support them staying with their families. They also talked about bullying and how they want to stop bullying and, you know, make the world a more kind and just place. And that, you know, being a good friend means if they see someone who's getting bullied, standing up for them and letting that person know, letting that child know that we're here for you. Don't worry about that bully. They're just doing that because of their own issues. And so they really raised so many. We had 10 students up on that stage, and each one of them had such a powerful message and a powerful focal point. And it was just really beautiful to see them up there in their own words expressing what it is that they need, so that we as the adults in their life, and hopefully as those role models that they are asking for, can provide them with what they need and empower them to continue this work.